your dog having fun with Ben and Abe? Why are those boys so crazy? I guess they were born that way. We're speaking in English, we're doing it real slow. So come on, everybody, hope that you enjoy the show.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy to you too, cowboy.
Rich, I apologize.
Oh, why?
I feel like I ruined your first impression on my cousin.
Why?
What? Well, I wasn't thinking.
Oh.
You came into my kitchen.
I did.
And my cousin's husband was there.
That's okay.
Yeah. But then I said, this is big.
Oh, yeah. And then I said, that's what the ladies think. And then I was like, oh, crap, there's kids here. And I was like, oh, that's a bad impression.
Yeah, I totally forgot that his two young daughters are sitting right outside the kitchen.
I know, that was awkward.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, I just felt like I said it, and as soon as I finished seeing it, I saw the kids, and I was like,
oops. It was my fault, though.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, when your name is Richard, you have so many choices.
Yeah, Richard.
Of nicknames.
Rich, Dick.
Yeah. Yeah. You could be called Rich.
Right.
Or Rick.
Right. Rick also, yeah.
And then I think before Dick was a slang word for penis.
Right. I think it was like the name. Yeah.
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 So Dick became a nickname for Rich before it meant penis.
Right.
But now it also means penis.
Oh, yeah. Like when I was growing, well, my whole extended family, like my grandparents and aunts and uncles, everybody called my dad Dickie.
Right. Yeah. Because his name is also
Richard. I was Richard. He was Dickie. Because listeners, my name is Dickie. Richard, but my father's name is also Richard.
Yeah.
And so I was always Richard or Richie. And then my dad was always Dick or Dickie.
Right.
At every family get together. And like as when you're a kid, you're like laughing at that.
Big Dickie.
Big Dickie.
Right. And then I said kind of jokingly to my cousin's husband,
yeah,
this is Big Dick. We call him Big Dick, you know. And I totally forgot also that the kids are there.
Well, me too, because my natural response would be something.
That's what the lady
said. Yeah, right?
Right. Oh, man.
Well, I'm going to admit, when I said it, I like looked up and saw your cousin, and she was like kind of smiling. So I was
thank God. Yeah, so sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's okay.
It was my fault.
Nah.
Yeah, because I started it, and then you had to.
I had to finish it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the ladies say.
Oh, my God. All right, Big Dick. Here we go. Has the hangover from episode 200 cleared from your brain?
I think I slept a lot last Monday.
Yeah, it was a wild time we had.
Yeah.
A lot of fun with old Space Dragon.
That's right, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. How has life been for you since the epic 200th episode?
Good. I actually went on a date.
Ooh.
To the aquarium.
Rit, Big Dick on a date.
Yeah. That was fun. Aquarium and then lunch at a mall that's like across from the aquarium. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You know, I've never been to that aquarium.
I hadn't either.
It's quite new.
It's 10 years old.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've never been there.
I have to say, I'm going to say to the listeners, usually I'm not a fan of zoos and aquariums, but
You're not a fan.
I just feel like it's a prison for animals and it frustrates me.
It's a prison for animals.
But I'm going to have to say, going with a lady that you like, I kind of enjoyed it.
It's kind of a fun date.
It was a fun date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at the octopuses.
Right. The octopuses and the dolphin show and the sea lion show. Usually I would be critical and complaining, but
you just kind of accepted it and enjoyed it.
I found myself having a good time, and I was like, wow, this is new Rich.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
New Rich.
Right. But weirdly, I had some encounters both on that day and last night.
Encounters?
Yeah, run-ins, really.
So, by chance meeting?
Yeah.
With who?
Well, over the past 15-ish months, I tend to run into Mormons.
15 months?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for the last year and a half or so,
just about.
Running into Mormons.
Yeah. And
lots of Mormons in Japan.
Yeah. And on my way to the aquarium, we got off the station, which is like a station in the middle of nowhere, run into Mormons.
Some of our Japanese listeners might not know what Mormons are. So let's explain really quickly.
Okay. They're a religious group that's based in the state of Utah.
Right, and America.
They do a lot of missionary work. So
right, they so they come to foreign countries and they try to recruit people to their religion.
That's actually, accurate. But me having befriended some of them and actually walked by their church a lot.
Befriended some
of them. I have.
So you've become friends.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
They don't necessarily try to recruit. They just try to be really, really nice.
Okay, so they're kind of just ambassadors.
Yeah.
Showing everyone how great Mormons are.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, they do say, like, come to our church or something. But they're friendly.
Right. They're
really
not,
friendly.
They're not too pushy.
No.
And they often offer free English lessons.
Yeah.
So that's one way they try to, you know.
Right.
Kind of recruit people.
They're definitely recruiting, but
and they always send young, good-looking young adults to do this work.
So, they're almost required to.
Yeah.
Men do 2 years, women do 18 years. Men do 2 years, women do 18 months.
You have to. It's like military in Korea. You have to join.
You have to, but they're like really encouraged to do it.
And they're always kind of young, usually good-looking people. So I guess
that's what they want.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've befriended these young, good-looking people.
Yes.
What are you up to, big dick?
Well, I want.
What are you up to?
Are
you trying to? Trying to smack some young Mormons?
I'm jokingly, everybody.
With
I respect
your big dick.
I respect all religions, but I want, my idea is to convert them to drinking and strip clubs.
Oh, so you're trying to?
They don't know it, but I'm trying.
You're trying to bring them to the dark side.
In a way.
They're trying to bring you to God. And you're trying to bring them to the devil.
It's like a tug of war.
It's a tug of war where you're both pulling. And who's winning?
I think we're both just respectfully saying no.
Oh, okay. But you're friends with them.
Well, I have line friends with them, and they do like me because a lot of them tend to move on. Like, it seems like they get transferred every 3-4.
They get transferred?
Yeah. They're always
to different cities in Japan or different countries?
Different cities in Japan. And so, like, once one set is transferred, they'll send my line to the next set and the next set. So I've had like three
they
sets.
Got a profile on you.
They do.
They got a file.
Oh, they're they like,
this
they
is the potential guy we got here.
They
so
do.
They pass it on to the next person.
They do.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's weird.
You're in the system.
I watched a baptism.
Of a baby?
Yeah. No, they baptize at 8 years old, 7 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fascinating.
Interesting.
Yeah, I went to their church and watched about
it. Was it at the aquarium? Do they dip the baby in the dolphin pool?
No, their church has a full-on bath. Like, it looks like a spa or something. It's weird.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what were they doing at the aquarium, these Mormons?
They were at the station. And I am super friendly with the missionaries because that's what they like to be called, missionaries. And so I just run up to them and I go, hey, what's up? I don't know you guys, but do you guys know like Letitia and Huang? And they're like, we might have met them, but we're actually based in like Shiogama and they're the Sendai branch. And I'm like, okay, but hey, guys, like, I know a lot of you guys, and I know where your church really? Is in Sendai.
So hold
like,
on, really? Hold on.
Yeah.
You're on a date.
Oh, God, this sounds terrible.
You're on a date.
Yeah.
And you see these young, good-looking Mormons.
Yeah, I did.
And as you said, you run up to them, so it's more like,
hi, guys. It's me, Big Rich.
It sounds so bad now. Gosh, I feel like a jerk.
Do you guys know the other Mormons that I know?
It's literally what happened. It's literally.
And they're like, no, what?
And then, seriously, then there's this, like, short Japanese girl, like, 2 meters behind me, just, like, standing there.
That's your date. It's like, God, I sound what like, is he doing?
This is so terrible. I didn't realize
it's not terrible.
Until today.
It's not terrible. It shows you're a nice, friendly, outgoing guy.
I am,
with
I am.
An open mind.
I do. Can I transition into something that happened to me last night or 2 nights ago?
Sure. What happened 2 nights ago?
So I was in my old...
Is this another encounter?
Yes.
By chance meeting?
Yes. Long story short, I was in a convenience store in a residential area in my Odawara apartment neighborhood. And as I do, I was walking around drinking a beer. I had gone to a supermarket and I needed...
Walking down the street?
Yeah.
Drinking a huge beer?
Drinking a beer.
It's and a big one, though,
It's a big
bet.
One, of course. I don't drink small. Anyways, point is, so I had to go to the bathroom. I was halfway into this beer, and I set the beer down on, like, the post office box.
Oh, my God.
That's next to the convenience store.
So you're drinking a beer, walking down the street.
Yeah.
You see a convenience store. You think, I gotta pee.
Yeah.
So you put the beer on top of the Japan Post mailbox.
Yeah.
And you go and do your business.
And while I'm... in the parking lot entering, I see this small car with 3 people sitting in there. And I'm like, that's kind of odd. Like, why would you just be sitting in the parking lot of a convenience store?
3 people sitting in a small car.
Yeah. And so
you thought, strange.
I thought it was odd.
Did you investigate?
They investigated me, my friend.
They investigated you?
Yes.
They were like, who is this big, tall giant drinking a huge beer?
Something like that. So I leave the convenience store, and the direction of the post box was the same direction as their car. And I see them with the door open, staring at me.
So now they've opened the door, and they're just staring right at you.
Absolutely. And I'm like...
Were they Japanese people?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was an older man, maybe 60s, maybe a 30-something woman, and... a kid who probably was like university age, I guess.
So older man, woman in her 30s,
yeah.
And a kind of student aged.
But it's weird. They're staring at me. Like right. The door's open and they're just
staring right at you.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
Do you think they're mad because you put the beer on top of the post box? Like, it's not that big of a deal. Relax, guys.
To be honest, I'm a big guy and I can run fast, so I didn't care. Like, I was just like, all right.
I'll just run away.
Yeah, I'll just run. Right?
You didn't feel in danger.
No.
So what happened?
Okay, so I grabbed you look over to grab the beer, and then you look back, and they're like walking towards me.
And they're approaching you.
Yeah, they're definitely approaching me.
Oh,
and
no.
And I was like, oh, God. And I'm like, I got headphones on. And so when they approach me in the parking lot, they're speaking
Japanese. Smash them.
We smashed each other. Of course, they're speaking to me in Japanese, but I'll say it in English. They're like, what country are you from? So I take off my headphones and I just go like, America.
Oh, they're Japanese Mormons.
No, they're Buddhist.
Buddhist?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like, okay, what country are you from? And I go, America. And then there's something like, are you interested in Buddhism? Like, that's like their second sentence. And I just go, no.
Not really.
Not really. Like, I didn't exactly say no. I'm not that rude. I just go, sorry.
I mean, it's
no.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, no.
The temples are neat.
Yeah, no disrespect, but I'm just not interested.
In religion in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that being said, I have Mormon friends, but, you know.
Yeah, but you're trying to tug them over to the dark side.
That's right, baby. That's right. And then, like, their next, like, literally the next sentence they say is, oh, you must be Christian.
And just because you're American,
yeah,
assume you're Christian.
Yeah. And I was just like, this conversation is weird. And I just kind of look at them, and then they're like, oh, you're drinking a beer. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, no, there's apple juice in this can. It's just a beer can.
And I
like to pour apple juice in beer cans.
And then I just walk away. I just walk away. I'm like, bye.
Okay, yeah. You're like, okay, guys, this is about religion.
Yeah, and I'm not interested. And then they turn around and go back to the car. But my whole thought...
Did they follow you?
No, they did not, thank God. But, like, my whole thing is, like, at what point... Like, why were they sitting in their car? Because clearly they didn't, like, follow me in their car. So they just happened to be sitting in their car.
Right.
Happened to see me walk into the convenience store... And decided to recruit me?
You know, the thing I find strange about that is Buddhism, if I'm not wrong, I believe doesn't really try to recruit
people.
Like Christianity is very much about
saving people. It's liturgical, not evangelical.
Like, hey, you... We want to save you from going to hell, so come with us and we'll take you to heaven. But Buddhism, usually you don't get people trying to bring you in.
Also the weird part.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Maybe you're special, Rich.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe they thought you look like Buddha.
I was thinking, okay, this is like dark, right?
But it's
I was like,
beer Buddha.
Do I like, is my... like the way I look, do I look like depressed or like a sinner and everybody wants to like save me or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that, but I'm like, why would tons of religious people always want to talk to me?
I don't know, Rich. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you seem very approachable.
I'm hoping it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really am. Mm. Yeah. So those were my run-ins.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting encounter.
Yes.
Everyone wants you in their religion.
I'm a popular guy.
Maybe they just want someone who's really big and tall, and then like a
bouncer or something.
Yeah. In case there's a security problem at the church. Don't worry, Big Rich is here. He'll take care
of
it.
Someone drank too much of the wine.
The Buddhists think. Oh, man, we could use a big guy like
that. Yeah, he's super zen, bro. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing your interesting encounters
Rich. Thank you.
We're going to move on because we have got some questions.
Always enjoy the questions. If you've got a question...
Thank you, Space Dragon, for that classic.
Yeah, thank you.
Classic question song.
Love it.
I love that funky song.
Funky beats.
I think it's my favorite, that one.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway, Rich, leading up to episode 200, I got a ton of questions. I became really unorganized.
Okay.
And we didn't really do many of the questions.
Oh.
And even now, I think I lost most of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
You must have them on your emails.
I don't know where they are. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm going to try. I'm really going to try to be more organized.
All right, next time.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a couple.
Yeah, shoot.
Fire.
Shoot
here.
A bunch. Yeah.
Question from Yutang. She's interested to know, you've been traveling all around the world, 38 countries.
I think it's 35, but whatever.
35 or...
whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
she wants to know, like, which was the most impressive? Like, what was in all your experiences the one that really made you go, oh my God?
Croatia was really beautiful.
Croatia.
Yeah, the beaches, just the views.
I've heard Croatia has beautiful beaches. It's right across the
Adriatic Sea.
Yeah, from Italy.
Yes. Yeah.
So I guess it's maybe similar to the Italian, famous Italian coastal areas.
It could be.
Or even better, perhaps.
Most of the beaches are rock beaches, at least in the more southern part that I went to, called the Dalmatian coast.
The Dalmatian coast.
Yeah.
Like the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
And the city that I flew to is called Split, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And it used to be like a Roman city. So a lot of the downtown is, I think it was Diocletian, I think, his like castle empire thing. So it looks very Roman. And then I took a bus and visited a lot of small beaches, which was nice, just walking around. And then everybody needs to go to Dubrovnik in the southern part of Croatia.
Dubrovnik.
It's like Game of Thrones little city.
Wow.
Yeah,
so it's like an ancient city.
Yeah, and like castle walls all around it.
You wow.
And it literally looks like Game of Thrones stuff.
Well, I didn't expect you to say Croatia.
I wasn't expecting it either, but it is amazing.
And the other part of her question is, where have you been? Like, which country that had the most unique culture?
I mean, besides where I'm living now.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, you know, Japan actually might have the most unique
culture. For sure.
Yeah.
I would have to say, I'm going to go kind of two answers because I have an interesting story.
A double answer.
Well, I'd say Egypt and Jordan. And I want to say Jordan. I wasn't there for a long time, but unique experience of going to Aqaba and then taking a taxi for like 3 hours to Petra, Jordan.
Oh, Petra is the famous like cave kind of rock city, where the city's carved into the
third Indiana Jones movie.
The side of the cliff.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Went there, eh?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And the unique experience I had taking that taxi was, so it was midday and he's Muslim and he stops the car in the middle of the desert and he's like, doesn't speak much English. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And he takes out a rug, puts the rug on the road and prays. Because they pray 5 times a day, right?
Right.
And I was like, wow, this is interesting. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just in the middle of the road, and in the middle of the desert.
Strictly 5 times every day.
Yeah.
So no matter where he is, he just stops.
Right.
That must be kind of good for your kind of mental health.
Yeah,
to
sure.
Just stop.
Sure.
And
sure.
Pray
kind
of clear your mind.
Sure.
Or whatever they do.
Yeah. Face Mecca, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, you have to face in a certain direction. Yeah.
I think it's Mecca.
Yeah.
I think.
Mecca in Saudi Arabia.
Yes. Yes.
That's where the big famous kind of Muslim center thing is.
What's his name? Muhammad?
The Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
Right.
He was not born there, but that's where he went. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not up on my...
Maybe his grave is there? Is that it?
No, I think that's...
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. They face the direction of Mecca, and they pray no matter where they are.
Yeah.
5 times a day.
Yeah, definitely unique. I mean, think about it from a very, like, kind of Japanese... Like, he's in the middle of doing business with a customer. And he stops doing the business... And goes outside and prays.
Right.
Weird. That's weird.
Very different culture.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Okay. And so you said also Egypt. What about Egypt was so unique, culturally unique?
Well, a couple things. Egypt, I mean, you could spend 10 years there and not see everything. Everywhere you look, there's something old and interesting from thousands of years ago. But something that struck me was more how absolutely organized and absolutely disorganized it is at the same time.
Really? What do you mean?
I mean, it's a fully functioning country and city. Let's take Cairo. I mean, you know, there's cars, there's trains, there's buses, and everything's working, right? But if you think about how it's used, it's like complete chaos. Like, nobody follows the road signs. People drive down one-way streets. The trains, you know.
You mean people drive the wrong direction down one-way streets?
Yeah. That's what I meant. Sorry. You know, you go to the train station and, like, there's no... Nobody waits in line, so everybody's cutting in front of you. You go to the ticket booth and they'll be like, no, you can't take a trip to Alexandria. And then I was meeting my buddy there who's an American, and he just goes, let's just go to the next booth. And we go to the next booth, and they're like, sure, you can have a ticket. And you're like, why would one booth say no and the other booth say yes?
So you mean, like, they have infrastructure.
Yes.
They have systems.
Yes.
But it's just chaos.
Yes.
Like, they have the trains.
Right.
But everyone's just like, rah!
Right.
Like, there's no order.
Right. Or you're taking a taxi cab, and the taxi will just pick up a second customer.
With you in the
car. Yeah, and you're like, what? Like, what's happening here?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's just, it's strange, because it's like, it operates, you know? It's not a developed, you know, like, farmland, or an undeveloped farmland or something.
Right, it's
a major city.
Big city.
Yeah.
But the culture is...
It's just chaos.
Right. They don't have a sense of organization or order.
No. Wonderful place, by the way, for any of your Egyptian listeners. I mean, I loved it, but it's just...
It was surprising.
It's just surprising. Yeah.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, interesting answers, Rich.
Yes.
So there you go, Yutan. There you go. All right. We're going to move on, because I just want to give a big shout out to... a listener in Iran.
Iran. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
He's a teacher.
Oh.
Just like us.
Nice.
His name is Teacher Saman.
Saman. Nice to meet you.
On Instagram. And, you know, he's a big fan of the show.
Great.
And he was really kind of down that he thought that Teacher Talk might end.
Oh, no.
And, you know, so he really likes Ben, but he says he thinks you have great potential.
Thank you very much.
He's very happy that we're continuing on.
Yes, I'm happy as well.
So big shout out to our friend in Iran, Teacher Saman.
Saman, nice to see you or hear from you.
Yeah, and he had a lot of kind of suggestions or, you know, ideas and about, you know, maybe why the show didn't take off again. You know, like, for example, he's a teacher in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much he likes the show, he can never introduce his students because it's a little dirty, right?
It's understand.
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously, that's just something a bunch of people have said. But it's like, for us to do it, it has to be fun.
Right.
And I'm not sure it could be totally fun without being at least a little bit dirty.
Yeah, and that's our style. I mean, we've been dirty with each other forever. So that's just kind of how we talk.
Dirty dogs.
Like, I don't feel like I'm myself on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It's important to be yourself and not put on a fake face. And then if we do that, maybe the listeners will know that we're not being... real,
genuine,
yeah.
Stuff. Yes,
but he had a lot of really great points and opinions. I won't go through them one by one. I'll talk to you later about it.
Sure,
because there were some really good ideas.
Yeah, the highlights.
Yeah, and you know, it's really cool that, you know, to know that there's an English teacher in Iran.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Who is a fan of the show. And
right.
So, yeah.
That in itself is cool.
Yeah, it's really motivating for us. So I just wanted to give a shout out to our friend in Iran, Teacher Saman.
Saman, nice to see you.
Saman in Iran.
Hear you, not see you.
Cheers, brother. And then I have an apology to make.
Oh?
To the one and only Demonchik.
Demonchik. We've heard this name a couple times. Yep. I've heard this name a couple times.
Yep. You know, in 200, I talked about the dirty...
The porn.
Gross porn that he sent. But he sent me a message saying, dude, you totally missed the message I sent before that.
Oh, really?
And there was a proper message.
Oh.
And a proper thing. Anyway, we're going to get to you next time, Demonchik.
Okay.
If you have a question for Rich and I, please come to Instagram or X, FBE Teacher Talk. You can email us directly, fbeteachertalk@gmail.com. You can come to my website, 55freebird.com.
Right.
And yeah, don't be shy. Say hi, say hello. Make a comment. Ask a question.
Yes.
We love listener questions. I'm going to be more organized, I promise. And please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you write a little review, that really, really helps us out. And that's the only shot we have at growing this show into, into something bigger and more beautiful.
It's a pleasure to be on the show regardless. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Big Rich, you are going to take my cousin's family and I
to Yamadera.
To Yamadera.
Yeah.
We're going hiking today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. So off we go.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yes, thank you.
See you next week.
See you. How long me after now? How long me after now? How long me after now? How long?